pick up the phone now then. How are you doing? Is it possible to speak to Paul, please?
Who's calling?
Mr. Cordell, Simon Cordell.
One moment, please.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, Mr. Cordell.
Hello, how are you
doing? Hi, not too bad.
I was just wondering, I just managed to turn on the site and everything, get ready, basically, to be able to show you. Did you manage to look at it yet? Hello?
Hello, I'm here.
Yeah, did you manage to look at it yet? At the site that I gave you the name to?
Say that again?
Did you manage to look at the website that I gave you the name to?
Unfortunately, it wasn't loading on my side. I did manage to punch it in, but it wasn't loading.
Okay,
Yeah. Would you mind if I take your phone number? Because I'm actually sitting at my colleague's desk, and then I'll call you back.
Okay, I don't know this mobile number here. You might have to...
Hang on, I can see it on my side. It's come up on my side.
No, you can use that if you've got that number then.
Bear with me. Let me just write it down. 077-272-92-4303. That's your phone number.
Yeah, what's the number that I'm using?
Yeah, I can see it.
Okay.
Just to let you know, when the court calls, we use a withheld number.
Okay, that's perfect. What I was trying to understand is where I actually stand. The injunction's on me. I've got the video evidence to prove I wasn't served, and that the whole application has been forged from the beginning. The first application, the second application, a lot of them have all got the seals. Some of them have got the seals on from the court of the seals on them, but the first injunction order never had no seals on it, and every seal is supposed to be signed by a law. A case MV Murphy, I've got the case number here, and basically they should be signed by a person. I don't know who is actually authorised all this in the courthouse to happen, but the first possession order was forged from the lower court, and I've got the proof of that. It was missing all of its signatures. The second injunction, after the possession order, they put an injunction order in to cover the signatures. That was all forged, and I've got all the evidence, video recordings of the incidents, plus the paperwork itself was fabricated and under the Fraudulent Company Act and under the Fraud Act. And then
check the case screen. And then check the court system for these two, and then I'll be in touch with you. It's just that I'm at my colleague's desk. I've got your number. You gave me your case number as well. I need to read the order so that we're on the same page.
Okay.
And we'll see what's going on.
Okay, then. Oh, that's perfect.
And just to let you know, when the court calls, our number won't show.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Thank you for your assistance. Right. Okay.
Bye. No, it's fine.
All right, okay.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.